Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
When the world is calling, whether it's sunny beaches, global cities, or boardrooms that can't wait, getting there starts here. With over 55 nonstop destinations, a new nonstop to Montreal on Air Canada, and 20 nonstop flights a day to New York City, Columbus makes travel simpler, smarter, and closer than you think. Start your trip at flycolumbus.com.
The Burt Show.
Check out Fancy Pants Kristen in Beverly Hills this morning for really good reason. Hey, Kristen.
What's up, guys? Look at me drinking coffee out of a real coffee cup because I'm at a fancy hotel.
Yeah, you are in Beverly Hills. Tell them why you're out there.
All right, so Cassie and I are here in Beverly Hills. We are staying at the Beverly Hills Wilshire, which you probably remember from the Pretty Woman movie, if you ever watched that. They actually have the red seat in the elevator, by the way. The one where she sits down and she's like, I have a run in my hose. Oh, wait, I'm not wearing any hose.
I don't recall that movie at all. That brain cell, long gone, in the gutter of Buckhead somewhere.
No, so I am here for the Gracie Gala to receive my Gracie Award.
This is a huge deal, you guys. All right, so I went right to the website yesterday. So what is this Gracie? The Gracie Awards are part of the Alliance for Women in Media. And from the website, in 1975, we began an annual award program recognizing the people in media that represent the changing roles, issues, and concerns of women. In 1997, those awards became the Gracies, named after Gracie Allen, a media pioneer who embodied the character of the awards. So what we've been saying for months and months now is this is the most prestigious award in media that a woman can get. And Kristen's getting it.
Okay, somehow I finally got in.
Man, that is really, really awesome. So what's the itinerary today, tonight? How long did it take you to pick out a dress? Give us all the scoop.
Okay, so the dress everybody actually voted on when I was hosting Rally on the Runway for the Rally Foundation. And so it's that dress from Dillard's, the black dress with the big white flower on the front of it. It sounds gaudy, but it's gorgeous. I love it so much. I also went to Salomon Brothers, and they hooked me up with some serious bling to go with the dress.
How much are you wearing in bling tonight?
I think about $40,000.
Oh, my God. Look at you.
Wow.
Dang. Okay. That's why we brought Cassie out there. Not for social media, but as a bodyguard.
No, diamond earrings, diamond bracelet, diamond necklace. Like, it is very, I'm Pretty Woman minus the whole prostitute part. I'm really excited.
Hey, well, it's never too late.
Yeah, right. So hold on a second. Let's stop there for just 1 second, because most people aren't going to be able to ever have that experience. So when you walk into a jeweler and they say, hey, yeah, we'll hook you up. Is there do you get to pick it out, or do they just throw it on you?
So I met Jaron, who told you, he wanted me to tell you hi, by the way, at Salomon Brothers. And we walked around. I showed him a picture of the dress, and he became like my jewelry stylist. Like, he immediately went to these diamond necklaces, and it's an entire necklace just covered in diamonds. And he goes, I think this would look nice. And I'm like, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, you think? And then we discussed dangly earrings or like more stud earrings. And he's like, dangly with the dress, it's going to be too much. I'm more of a classic clean guy. I prefer a large stud. And I'm like, yeah, but I want something a little different. So they're like, they're the flower, these gorgeous diamond flower stud earrings. And then he gave me a diamond tennis bracelet to tie everything together because I needed something on my wrist. And he marked everything down. He wrote everything down. He took all the tags off everything. He put them all in this, beautiful packaging, and he handed it to me and he said, have fun.
Dang.
So now I just got, I got some jewels behind me that I'm going to get all bedazzled tonight.
So do you have to sign like all sorts of contracts? Like if you miss it, then you have to pay all that cash back?
He said I'm going to have to be doing spots for him for a very, very, very long time.
That's like for your own, literally for the rest of your life.
You like Mrs. T, I'll do.
Right? All my bling. I didn't have to sign anything. Like he just, I'm going to do some social media and obviously make sure I get it back to him the day I get back, so.
Do you know what other celebs are supposed to be there that you might be running into tonight?
So I'm going to have to double check and do another check on the list. But I know Kathy Bates was one of the big ones, which I'm actually looking forward to meeting. You know, she starred in Misery, and now she has a lawyer show, Matlock, I believe, the new version of Matlock on TV right now. And then Fortune Famester, who called into the Celebrity Challenge, is the MC.
So random. Isn't that random?
It's a small world.
Yeah, right?
Wow. I didn't know she was doing that, so I texted her yesterday to let her know that Kristen and Cassie are there, so she should say hello to you.
Which means it was Tommy that got robbed in the celebrity competition. Clearly.
Clearly. Absolutely. And she, like, her stand-up, she is so, so funny. I've watched all of her stand-up specials on Netflix, so I have no doubt that we're in for a fun night tonight. But yeah, so Cassie was supposed to be on my flight, but she missed it.
What?
I didn't.
Yeah, how are we five minutes into this and we're just getting to it? What happened?
Well, you wanted to know the like what happened and like what the itinerary was, but then you got distracted by 40 grand of diamonds, so I had to like backtrack and then come back. She is here. Would you like to hear the harrowing tale of how she missed her flight and got in several hours later than she was supposed to?
Yes.
Yep.
So you guys are staying in the same room, okay?
Y'all people, hi, good morning. Y'all need to learn how to drive. First of all, if you're in the left lane, you don't need to be going 50 when it's 65, all right? And then construction, Atlanta Airport. Bert, you can help me out here.
Okay.
Can you talk to your people at the airport as an official Atlanta Airport representative on why when I go to the parking deck, every time I try to go down a level, it just spits me out the exit instead? Anyway, it was a comedy of errors, basically. I circled the parking lot like three times. All the security wait times on the website were wrong. So instead of a 12-minute wait, it was 45, which is cool. I get it. It's the airport. But it was one of those days where no matter how hard I planned, life was just like, no, that's not going to happen today. And I got to the gate like minutes after it closed. It had just closed. And I get it. There's nothing they can do, but it's so frustrating because I know the flight is there. Kristen's texting. People are still taking their seats. And I'm like, please let me on. Me and this other guy, I've got sweat pouring down my face. I sprinted up an escalator. Okay, 230 pounds, wearing a backpack, sprinting up the airport escalator to try and get on this dang flight. And I missed it by like minutes.
That's why I get to the airport so early. Like, there is no question I'm going to catch that flight. I find being in the airport, as soon as I get through security, super relaxing. So I could get there 4 hours early.
4 hours? Okay, I can't do that, but maybe I should. I got there like an hour and 15 minutes before the flight, which is cutting it close. But I had to because the dress I ordered for the gala never showed up. It never arrived. So I had to run to the mall after the show yesterday in that small window of time to try and find a dress for the black tie event tonight.
Did you finally get one that you thought, all right, this is going to work?
It's gonna work. It's like two sizes too small, but I think if I get drunk enough, I won't care. So Spanx, thank you, Sarah Blakely, and alcohol, thank you, alcohol gods, and I think it'll work.
So you got in at what time last night?
Not too late. Like, I think I arrived at the hotel probably by 8 p.m. L.A. time because it's such a long, like, once you get off the flight, Kristen reminded me you have to take a shuttle at LAX to the Uber pickup area. So with everything, like, around 8 p.m., so just like an hour and a half, 2 hours after, Kristen, 2 hours.
My favorite part of arriving in L.A. is going to baggage claim to get your bags because you look at everybody from L.A. and they just don't look like they're human.
Well, I had my courier, Kristen, pick up my bag because it did make the flight. I just didn't. So she's amazing. All right. I'm gonna hand the mic back over, but we're here.
Well, congratulations. And Cassie's out there because Cassie's the one that put this whole thing together. I mean, she's the one that wrote the application. And Kristen had no idea this was even in the works. So Kristen's like, you know what? I'd really like to take Cassie. It makes total sense.
Yeah, she nominated me. She submitted all the audio. She selected all the audio. She wrote the most beautiful nomination letter. And she's the reason why I'm here in Beverly Hills. So, of course, I was going to ask my partner in crime. All the times we've spent out in L.A. and also in Vegas for the American Music Awards and Billboard Music Awards. Let's just say these old broads still know how to hang.
Yeah, okay. All right.
So, we're going to do a little bit of pool time. And then everything starts at 4 p.m. LA time.
Your time. So 7 our time. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And that's when like the red carpet opens and I'm supposed to go to like the media tent and record some stuff. And then the actual gala starts at 7-ish. I got to look at my itinerary.
Is there a live feed anywhere that we can watch?
Is there a live feed, Cass, that people can watch?
I don't think so.
I don't think there is.
Dang it. Okay.
I know.
All right. Well, Kristen's going to be with us all morning long. And when you hear the list of celebrities that Kristen is joining, the names here, we'll run through them later on today, you're going to be, you'll realize like how big and prestigious an award is. I'll just throw one at you. Michelle Obama.
That's kind of a big deal.
Yeah, you're going to be on the same award stage as Michelle Obama. Taylor Swift has won one also, and the list goes on and on and on. Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm so excited.
The Burt Show.
This podcast is supported by Talkspace.
When my husband came home from his military deployment, readjusting was hard for all of us. Thankfully, I found Talkspace.
Talkspace provides professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatric providers online. Military members, veterans, and their dependents ages 13 and older can get fast access to providers, all from the privacy of their computers or smartphones.
I just answered a few questions online, and Talkspace matched me with a therapist. We meet when it's convenient for me, and I can message her anytime. It was so easy to set up, and they accept TRICARE. Therapy was going so well, my husband and I started seeing a couples therapist through Talkspace, too.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, including TRICARE. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com/military. Go to Talkspace.com/military to get started today. That's Talkspace.com/military.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, rechalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's Entertainment Buzz.
Tom Cruise is one of those people that I just feel like you look at him and you just see him living out exactly what he was born to do. It's so rare that you get to see somebody doing exactly what they were put on this earth to do. And when they're living that out, it's so great to see them continuing to do that even into their quote-unquote older years. Mm-hmm. Tom Cruise is currently 62 years old right now, and he is putting out his final, quite literally the final Mission Impossible film ever. It's called Mission Impossible Final Reckoning. And he was recently on the red carpet and said, while this is going to be the final Mission Impossible movie, he does plan on going and going and going until he's in his hundreds.
I know you said a couple of years ago that you would keep making Mission Impossible movies into your 80s.
No,
is that still true?
I actually said I'm going to make movies into my 80s. I don't know what. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe.
Maybe movies. Actually, I'm going to make them into my hundreds. I will never stop.
Listen,
I will never stop doing action. I will never stop doing drama, comedy, films.
Yes.
I'm excited.
I think Hollywood and the people tell you when they're not accepting you in action roles anymore. Like, you remember, was it Harrison Ford? A couple of years ago, was it Harrison Ford?
The latest Indiana Jones installment where he was running, but he was actually walking. I'm like, this is not.
Kind of limping and stuff. And people are like, nah. So I can see him behind the scenes working on these. But as far as like, or working his way up the Mission Impossible chain of command, if they don't kill him off in this one. but I don't know about being an action hero in your 80s.
That sounds like you're going to break a hip.
Yeah.
Abby, I don't know how she popped up into my For You feed, but if you can figure out the story behind the story, there was a woman who was on the, she was there at the Mission Impossible premiere. So she was one of the fans just trying to like shake Tom Cruise's hand, say hi. They, you know, just one of the many fans that were there at the premiere. And she had posted something about how she had gotten scammed by a fake Tom Cruise and she lost all this money or whatever, but there she was taking selfies and she was on the sidelines of the carpet saying hi to him. Girl, I think girl's got a story, but I don't know, like, she got, like, literally scammed by one of these people pretending to, but she thought she was communicating with Tom Cruise. Twas not. But there she was at the premiere and, like, just tears streaming down her face, crying, obviously super fan. But I want to know the story behind how she got scammed.
Yeah, I'd be crying, too, if someone stole, like, $10,000 from me off of a Facebook scam.
I think the better question for Tom would be, when are you going to stop doing your own stunts? Because maybe he can do the movies, but the mission is going to have to become a little more possible.
It's serious.
What I think is so interesting about this quote that I found, you know, about him talking about how he wants to make movies into his hundreds. We don't even think twice when it comes to Tom Cruise saying, like, of course, like, you're going to make movies for the next 20, 30, 40 years or whatever. But Bert, you actually recently sent me this article about Nicole Kidman talking about how it is so hard for women in Hollywood to work past, you know, the age of 35 when they're quote unquote put on the shelf. And Nicole Kidman was recently honored at an award show for, you know, just being a pioneer for women in Hollywood. And she said that she wants to show Hollywood that older women can continue to make these studios money. She said, we need to give women better roles, particularly as they get older. We are here and we can prove that we will make money for you. She cited the fact that her recent film, Baby Girl, grossed $64.5 million worldwide. She said, invest in us and believe in us because our voices are so important. We will help change the world, but we will also give you a glimpse of our hearts and our souls and what it means to be a woman. If you just give us the chance, we are so ready. So I hope Nicole Kidman is right there with Tom Cruise. Well, maybe not right there with Tom Cruise. No. Maybe in separate films. How about separate films making films for the next 40 years?
You know, and I do feel like it kind of reflects society in a way also that even though Hollywood treats men differently at a certain age, it's much different for women, man. It is way harder, which is one of the reasons why I said when Kristen gets off the plane in L.A. and you're around baggage claim, all the women look like they're not from Earth because there is that pressure in Los Angeles to continue to look young for women.
They're starting to look like a handsome Squidward from SpongeBob. Yeah, right. Have y'all seen what handsome Squidward looks like? They're like all puffed up. It just looks painful at this point. I'm like, get the filler dissolved, girlfriend.
Kudos to Nicole Kidman, because if anybody's proven that, you know, I'm sure she had to work hard to get these roles, but I swear, I feel like everything I turn on these days has Nicole Kidman starring in it. Yeah. Like, that girl has been putting in some work the past couple years.
I read a quote somewhere that she says that she kind of feels like she has an obligation because she is such a moneymaker. And the other cool thing that she said in the same speech is that she plans on working with a female director every 18 months. And so far in like the last 5 years, she's worked with 27 women. So she's staying true to that promise.
Having an obligation because you're a moneymaker is one of the best problems.
All right, is he irresponsible for giving his ex-wife 100% access to his bank account? We're going to debate Dave Portnoy's controversial relationship choice on your next E! Buzz and the Bert Show.
The Bert Show.
Relationships have always been kind of hard for me. And I think that's why when this listener sent this video to me the other day, I wanted to share with you guys because it hit me like right in the soul. And I think a lot of it has to depend on how you grew up. Like, are relationships, business relationships, friendships, are they hard for you?
For me, I mean, I think it just kind of depends. I've always had a hard time with female friendships because women can be difficult. And I think that has a little bit to do with how I grew up. But I think, you know, at some point you do kind of have to take responsibility for how you handle every relationship in your life.
Sure.
Friendships, no. Relationships, yes, only because I think in relationships, obviously, the partner always demands a lot of your time, and I typically like a lot of time to myself in space, so that's always been an issue to navigate around for me.
Well, isn't a friendship a relationship also?
Well, yeah, but it's different than because you're not with your friend every day. In a relationship, you're usually with your partner every day, all the time. I'm not with my friends as much.
Yeah. I guess it's hard for me to, like, make time for any kind of relationship, and I know why. It's because the way my parents pretty much raised us is that relationships are really, you know what, it's really not important.
Yeah, I mean, the way that, for me, like, I had really tough time with friendships growing up. And so I think that kind of taught me from an early age that, like, people will always let you down, but the things you can do for yourself never will. Like, if you take responsibility for your life and if you can do X, Y, and Z, for me, that was accomplishments. If I put all my eggs in my accomplishments baskets, that won't let me down, but sometimes people will.
Yeah, I don't nurture them. I guess that's the word that I'm looking for. Like, I have plenty of friends and I've got family. I just don't nurture the relationships. I think Kristen is really good at that.
Oh, I appreciate that. Yeah, overall, like, it just looking at all the relationships in my life, for the most part, pretty good. And then the ones that are complicated, therapy has helped me figure them out.
I'm just not really good at staying connected. And I think in business also, the guys and women that get ahead really have this understanding that relationships really are everything. At some point or another, the products that you're selling or whatever you're working on, what your career is, the quality of it at some point or another is very, very similar. If you're good at what you do, it's the relationships that really set you apart. And I think I've done a terrible job over my career establishing those relationships.
Why do you say that?
I just can see it with friends around me and how they make time for their business relationships. They'll make lunches. In the back of my mind, every single day I have said, you know what? I got to go and have dinner with Mo. And I've been saying that for the last 6 months.
I was going to ask, what does nurturing a relationship look like to you? Is that what you mean? Like spending time,
right,
checking in, things like that?
Yeah, like outside of work. You know, I like you as a friend, right? But I also think that there's part of what we do that it's nice to be friends and it's nice to be coworkers. And I just feel like every time that's on my list for me, I'm like, but I got to get up in a couple of hours or I got to do something else. And I always push it to the back. But it's not just you. I've done this with everybody in my life.
Yeah, I think especially with what we do, there's a level of compartmentalizing that you need that a lot of people I don't think have, because it's tough. Like if your friendship is going to be different than your work relationship with people that you work with and have a friendship with, which I think the podcasting world you learn as well. So it does take a level of compartmentalizing I think a lot of people may not have.
I think it's so funny, our perception of ourselves, because I've really never really got the vibe that you weren't somebody that took your relationship seriously. I mean, I think things kind of wait, what's the right word? Wask and mask and wait. What are the
wax and wane?
Wax and
wane.
Things kind of wax and wane. Like there's an ebb and flow to your relationships where it's like sometimes, yeah, things are gelling more than others, but I've never gotten the perception or vibe that you didn't really care about our relationships in here.
It's not that I don't care. It's just that I don't feel like I nurture them enough. Like I should, there's a time where I should have taken you out to dinner more just to touch base, see what's going on in your life. It shouldn't be me just touching Cassie when she walks in here and just seeing if she's doing okay. Those are things that I should have probably been doing outside of here. And because of the way I was raised, it's very difficult for me. So when I got this video from a listener who attached this note to it, it just really, really struck me. This is such an inspirational and emotional, he says, for me, speech. My daughter, too, graduated this year, and I'm hoping she watches this with wonderment. Also, I, too, found love again after divorce of 14 years married. I believe Amanda is your 16th second, and that's what this video is about. Just like my new wife is mine, relationships are the core being of why we are here. Honestly, thinking back on my life and the potential of things I missed because I was chasing something other than my relationships kind of made me tear up a bit. So this is a valedictorian, and I'm not exactly sure. It wasn't very good on the video of explaining what year this was or who this guy was or what class he was in also. But here he is giving his speech and talking about relationships and the 16th second.
I stand before you tonight as the 2019 valedictorian. And at our senior award ceremony, it felt so good when I heard my name announced with this title. For about 15 seconds. Yeah, 15 seconds of my heart racing and my adrenaline pumping. 15 seconds of, yeah, I won! 15 seconds of being at the top of the pile of all my accomplishments. And it felt euphoric. But there must come a 16th second. And on that 16th second, I sat down in my seat, I looked at my silver stole that says valedictorian, and I thought, that's it? What just happened? Why am I not feeling anything else? To be honest, I don't even know what I was expecting. A parade of balloons to drop? Or maybe I was hoping that all of my problems would fade away in comparison to this amazing achievement. But none of that happened. Working hard is good, but it should not be done for the sole purpose of a goal's sake at the expense of relationship with others. I realized that the stress of this year for this goal in a 5-minute speech was paid for with the lack of attending to relationships in my life. Now, I would like you, my fellow classmates, to do some self-reflecting. Instead of academics taking your focus off your important relationships, it was your career you chose over your spouse. Instead of sports, it's money that you pursue at the detriment of your children. Instead of just the Instagram-worthy picture, it's striving to be famous at the expense of time with your friends because now you're too self-involved. Have no regrets in the 16th second. Nothing is more important than your healthy relationships. Nothing. Not your goals, not your successes. And here's why. Relationships are where we get to influence, impact, and change people's lives. Your life cannot be meaningful without them. And we are put on this earth by our Creator, and we all have a purpose. Now, how we all go about that, that's what's different. It's different in what college we choose, who we marry, and what career we choose. It's different in the triumphs and tragedies that come upon us. But in all those things, new relationships are being formed. So be generous with your time and money, and a lot of relational issues will be resolved. And by the way, it's not too late to mend fractured relationships. Any friends you haven't spoken to in a while because of your pride, parents whom you disrespected, and teachers who you never thanked, just do it. Humble yourself. Start a conversation. Have no regrets in the 16th second.
And the band playing behind him was awesome, by the way.
That is not a kid in high school. That is a grown man.
Yeah,
I don't know where all that wisdom came from at such a young age, but I'm really, really jealous.
That might have been college. I'm not exactly sure. But did that hit you guys the same way it hit me? Because I feel like, as I'm listening to it again, I just realized that I have very special people in my life that I haven't told enough that they are very special to me.
It's tough because I, as somebody who literally just vocalized on national radio that I value accomplishments sometimes more than my relationships, I have a hard time deciding whether or not I have regrets in my life for the seasons where I've chosen working more than focusing on my relationships. And I think I don't have regrets to where I've gotten now, but I think there does come a certain extent where you have to realize enough is enough. Like whatever that limit is for you, like, you do need to work to a certain extent, but like your relationships are truly what are going to make you fulfilled. I think it was Harvard that did a study over like the course of 80 years where they checked in with these same 10 guys over the course of their life and they measured their happiness. And their happiness, when it was at its highest, it was pretty much always when they had like strong relationships around them. So I definitely think there's truth to it. But at the same time, like that guy wouldn't be influencing us and we wouldn't be hearing what he said if he hadn't worked hard to get to his position at valedictorian.
Yeah, it did resonate with me, mostly for the fact that if I look back on my relationships in the past, I think a big part of why they didn't work is because I was at a point in my life when, in all transparency, I was focused on me. I was focused on my career. I was focused on my life. And if I look at my relationship now, I think that's what's different about it is I don't make it about me and she doesn't make it about her. We genuinely make it about us. And I think that has made it a healthier relationship in terms of that. And as far as the friendship one, I'm definitely struggling with knowing I want to reach out to some people, but pride won't let me. So that line hit me too.
Now, as I sat there and listened to that, I'm doing a laundry list of people in my head of who I need to text today. I need to schedule a date night with my husband for when I get back. Yeah, all of it. All of it was like ding, 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 ding.
It's like never enough. Never enough, you know? You never have enough time.
The Burt Show. This podcast is supported by Talkspace.
When my husband came home from his military deployment, readjusting was hard for all of us. Thankfully, I found Talkspace.
Talkspace provides professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatric providers online. Military members, veterans, and their dependents ages 13 and older can get fast access to providers, all from the privacy of their computers or smartphones.
I just answered a few questions online, and Talkspace matched me with a therapist. We meet when it's convenient for me, and I can message her anytime. It was so easy to set up, and they accept TRICARE. Therapy was going so well, my husband and I started seeing a couples therapist through Talkspace, too.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, including TRICARE. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com/military.
Go to Talkspace.com/military to get started today. That's Talkspace.com/military.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Give you guys a heads up right now that Kristen is out in L.A. for the Gracies tonight. She's picking up an award, and we gave her some new equipment because every time one of us is out of the studio doing the show, there's always a slight delay, and it sucks. So we got her this new piece of equipment that she brought to L.A. with her, which is working really well this morning, except Kristen has been experimenting, and she unfortunately has found sound effects.
Greetings from Beverly Hills.
Oh, let's do the entire show like that.
God?
Right? You've been asking for it.
God, I am so excited to be here in Beverly Hills.
Imagine if that was God's voice.
Could you imagine? What a letdown.
Well, he'd hear the same thing that we hear.
True.
You don't look anything like you sound. Go ahead.
Did you know God is a woman?
What are there, just a whole bunch of different sound effects on the board?
Yeah, so I can be
a chipmunk.
I can be a monster.
I can be a robot.
It is not too late.
I got four hours of sleep, can you tell? And then I have these other ones that I'm trying to play with, but I can't. Let's see if we can hear it on the air. No, see? It doesn't play.
Yeah,
we can
hear it, yeah. I can't hear it in here for whatever reason, but
let's try it. Let's try it in real time. Like, let's pretend it was 15 minutes ago, and I go like, "Oh my God, you know what? I just have never been good at keeping in touch with people."
I don't think that was it.
It was supposed to be womp womp womp.
There you go.
No.
Nope.
You lost it.
Shoot. All right. I'll stop playing with my box.
Yo. I am guessing that there are people from the Gracies listening, and it's probably not too late for them to pull you from the show tonight. Who's going to be there tonight? So Kristen, if you haven't heard, is out. The Gracies is like the greatest award, the highest award a woman can achieve in any kind of media whatsoever. So they pick Kristen, and Kristen's going to be up there with all these movie stars and TV stars and women in all sorts of media, and Kristen's part of it.
I know. It's still mind-boggling to myself that I'm actually here and I'm going to be getting a Gracie, something that's been on my bucket list for years. I really never thought I'd be amongst this group of women, but can't. No take backies. So the Gracies are tonight. It's the 50th anniversary, which I think is so cool, Bert, because you became an Atlanta Airport ambassador on their centennial birthday, on their 100th birthday. Yeah. And I'm out here at the Gracies on their 50th for their golden anniversary celebration. So we're here at the iconic Beverly Wilshire. Wilshire, who? Oh, hello. You can tell I'm not from L.A. And so some of the presenters for tonight, Christina Hendricks, who is the bombshell redhead from Mad Men.
Ooh.
Jenna Dewan from the movies Step Up. Jimmy Kimmel will be presenting an award
because his
wife won one. Molly McNierney won an award. So Jimmy Kimmel, I'm assuming, will be presenting to his wife, which I think is cool. Monica Lewinsky is going to be presenting an award this evening. They had
because I think she has a pretty popular podcast, I think.
Yeah. So again, she's presenting, and then some of the winners that can be in attendance tonight: Megan Thee Stallion for her documentary In Her Words, Lena Waithe for her podcast, Mayim Bialik for her podcast, Kathy Bates for Matlock, and Kiki Palmer for her podcast.
If you meet Kiki Palmer, I'm gonna die. I love her.
You and me both. I am so obsessed with her.
And your name is on that same list, dude. Congratulations. You have earned it.
WTF. Like, what is life? And I'm over here
doing stoplight.
The Burt Show.
All right, maybe you don't care about sports at all. You don't care about the sports. the scores. You don't care who's in first place, who's in last place. So Mo makes you care about sports.
Couldn't care less about sports. Balls just ain't your thing. Don't give a f*** about trophies or no Super Bowl ring. You watch reality TV, not Sports Center reports. So Mo's here to give you a reason you should care about sports.
All right, so Elite College Football just dropped a list of the craziest names in college football for the 2025 season. And I think that these names are so wild and crazy that if I were to give y'all two options and have y'all try to guess which one you think is the actual name of the player, I believe you will struggle.
Okay.
All right. I mean, some of these names are insane, but these are their real names. I'm not making any of these up.
There was a guy on the Detroit Lions a few years ago, and I'll have to spell his last name. I believe it was A. This is his legit last name. A-N-A-L-S-E-C.
That's hard. I'm spelling.
A-N-A-L.
I get it.
S-E-C. Legitimate. Yes.
Yes.
That's his legitimate last name.
I was going to say it, but I figured you spelled it for a reason. I didn't know. But yeah, so that in that vein, a lot of people are naming their kids wild and crazy names. And well, this just goes to show you what it's going to be like if they actually make it to play college football. So the first two names of where you have to guess which one is real, Devontae Crutchfield or General Booty?
General Booty?
Oh, wait, I think I know this one. I think it's General Booty is the right one.
That sounds like a dude that would change his name for, like, the USFL or one of those random football leagues.
Uh-huh. I was going to say it's from a special website. That's what it sounds like.
I think of the General Insurance commercials for whatever, and if he doesn't get an endorsement with them, he's sorely missing out.
Well, hopefully he will get an endorsement because that is the real name.
Okay.
General Booty.
Reporting for duty.
So legitimately his first name is General?
Yeah.
And his last name is Booty.
His last name is Booty. Plays for the Warhawks this season. All right. Dude Person or Krim Dalla Hightower?
Dude Person is just every man I've ever dated.
Dude Person.
That's what my phone is. Dude Person from Hinge.
I'll say Dude Person is a real person.
Okay.
I'm going to say Dude Person because I want it to be a real person.
Okay.
What Dude Person and what was the other name?
Krim Dalla Hightower.
I'm just to be different. I'm going with Krim Dalla Hightower.
That would be incorrect. Dude Person is playing college football this year.
Parents were so high when they named him.
Either that or they just didn't care, man.
Or not, yeah.
They stressed.
I hope his mother waited till after he was born to do that.
All right, Thixton Von Jerkins or Mobility.
Mobility?
Mo? So his first name is Mo, last name Billity?
His name is Mo.
That ain't real.
Last name Billity.
Wait a minute. Compare that, though, against Fiston Von Jerkins.
Fixin', Tommy.
Fixin'.
I don't know why you heard
that's
Fixin'.
That's a big difference.
Major difference.
Somebody check Tommy's computer because it has a virus.
You hiding it?
Whatever's not mobility has got to be
that one. Yeah, I'm hoping Mr. Fixin' is real.
It is not Fixin'. It is Mobility.
Oh, no.
Nah. I've never seen Mo spelled like this. My man spells his name M-O-H, last name B-I-L-I-T-Y.
That's wild.
Mobility.
I knew Mr. Thixon could only exist in my dreams.
Because I have so many, I'm going to give y'all three here, okay? Tell me which one or two you think are real. King Large, Nitro Tuggle, or Crampton Snarf. One is wrong.
Crampton Snarf can't be real, right? Nah.
Can you say him again?
King Large, Nitro Tuggle, Crampton Snarf.
I'm with Bert. I don't believe Crampton. There's no way somebody named their kid Crampton.
I'm going to go Nitro is the wrong one.
Crampton Snarf is the wrong one.
Okay.
King Large is a real college football player, and Nitro Tuggle is also a real college football player, and Nitro Tuggle is going to Georgia.
Is that right? Really?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. They say he's a baller, too. He's a real baller. All right, I'll do this. I'll do the same thing. I'll give you one that's fake. Blazing Long Wong.
Who?
Blazing Long Wong. Marlando Fluffner. Sir Bible.
Sir Bible.
Blazing. So you're Fluffer.
One is fake.
Blazing ain't right.
Fluffer's wrong.
No, I think Fluffer's wrong. Sir Bible has the same energy as King Large.
True. Mm-hmm. Fluffer is wrong. Blazing Long Wong is actually a college football player, and so is Sir Bible.
Come on. Yeah.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.